In the Gospel reading today, St. Matthew talks about our Lord going into the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, and he tells us that this is so that it could be fulfilled what the prophet Isaiah had said, land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, the Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, a light has arisen. Zebulun and Naphtali are the area where the ancient battlefields were. And so this is where the Egyptians from the south and the Assyrians from the north would oftentimes meet and do battle. They would also, of course, come through and just destroy and steal and do whatever. Got thousands of soldiers who are hungry. They would just destroy people's homes, steal their food. They would do whatever they wanted to do because they had all this military might. So between the battles that were fought there and the poor people who wound up being destroyed over and over again in their daily lives, it was a land overshadowed by darkness and by death. And that's where our Lord chose to go so that this could be fulfilled. Well, today, we live in a land overshadowed by darkness and death. We're killing our own. It's horrible enough that a foreign army is going to come in and destroy people and steal all their things, but we're killing our own. The most precious little babies, we're destroying them. And now we're trying to get rid of the elderly and the infirm and anybody that has chronic diseases because insurance companies think that they're too expensive to keep alive. They're not making enough money because they're having to pay for these people with chronic diseases. It's darkness. It's evil. It's death. And that's exactly what our country has chosen. And so we hear about the fact that there is the spirit of Christ and there is the spirit of Antichrist. And how do we know? St. John tells us that any spirit that acknowledges Jesus come in the flesh, it's the spirit of God. If they do not, it's the spirit of Antichrist. That would be pretty obvious if you just simply call them for what they are. Except now we live in a situation where we have all kinds of people who think that abortion is great and they give lip service to Jesus at the same time. So it's pretty obvious that they have bought completely into the idea of Antichrist, but they want to acknowledge Christ at the same time. This is the deception that is there. We need to be aware as we move forward, because as things heat up here and get really ugly, it may not be quite so obvious for us. Because as they attempt with their one world government that they're going to try, they are going to put a one world religion in. It's all worked out. They've got it all figured out. They have for years, so this isn't anything that's brand new. They just haven't put it into place yet. And what they're doing is they're taking terminology from all the various major religions around the world, and they've just watered it all down so everything is acceptable to everyone. And so they will use terms like the Christ. They will even talk about Jesus. They're not talking about the same Jesus that you and I are, and they're not talking about the same Christ. And this is where we need to be so careful. Just because they use the same words that we do doesn't mean they mean the same thing by those same words. So just be very, very cautious. And again, we will know by their fruits. That's exactly what our Lord told us. Somebody can give lots of lip service to the Lord, but if they're doing things that are clearly offensive to God, they're not of God. So we have to be aware. And as I keep telling you, we all have to make a choice. and it is Christ or it is Antichrist. It really is that simple. It's God or it's Satan. But the devil, remember, we are told on the third page of the Bible, is the most subtle creature that God created, the most intelligent creature that God created, and Jesus tells us he is a liar from the beginning. And so between his extraordinary intelligence and his equally extraordinary ability to lie, he's able to take the language and twist it around and play games with it and make it into whatever it is that you want to hear. He's not stupid. He's not going to show up breathing fire in your face and talking in a gravelly voice because you'd tell him to get lost. So instead, he's going to be real smooth. He's going to sound really good to you because he's your friend. That's what he's going to tell you. And here's what I have to offer to you. What is it that you want? That's going to be the trouble. And so we have to make sure that we are truly rooted in prayer. We have to make sure that our focus is truly on Jesus. Because if it's not, if we're going to try and do this by ourselves, we're going to get caught in the snare. We're going to go the wrong direction. Look at what's going on in the world. It is so obvious and so evil. And look how many people don't even see it. They think what's going on is great. They're rejoicing in it. You see how subtle the devil is? That we have people literally rejoicing in evil. And I don't even mean the extreme evil. I mean, that happens too. Got people at the abortion mill rejoicing because a baby was killed. How despicable can it be? But I'm talking just about the ordinary things, not the extremes, but just ordinary day-to-day life. People don't even see it. The horrible, horrible stuff that they're watching on, well, not even on TV anymore. They've got these stupid phones that they're watching it on, and the garbage that they're listening to, and the filth that they're filling their lives with, and all the nonsense. Try and tell somebody that it's bad. They think you're a nut. Try and tell somebody that this is not good for them. They will ridicule you. They don't want to hear the truth because they have already bought the lie. Because the devil is willing to give you whatever you want. And right now, from all appearances, all hell has been emptied out. And so there are lots of demons for every one of us. So what is it that you want? He will provide it for you. No problem for the devil. That's the subtlety. And you got to remember, he knows you probably better than you know yourself. He's been watching you since the day that you were conceived in your mother's womb. He knows every weakness. He knows every struggle. He knows all the problems. For married couples, you know that when your spouse makes a certain face, you know exactly what that means. You bring something up, you get a certain look, you know exactly what it means because you know that person well enough. Well, the devil knows you way better than your spouse knows you. And so he throws things up there, and he's just watching for the smallest little things because he knows exactly what it means. If I throw this temptation out there and I get this kind of a look, I got him. If I throw the temptation out and I get that kind of look, well, they didn't go for it, so let me try something different. I'll throw this one up there. I'll try this one. It's going to be real subtle. We have to be focused on doing what is right. We have to be focused on serving the Lord. It is the battle of Christ and Antichrist. And that's where we're at. So on one hand, it's a great blessing. On the other hand, yeah, it'd be a whole lot easier to be in a different place at a different time where this wasn't happening. But it's happening. And this is when God created us. This is where he created us. This is why he created us. So the time is upon us, as I keep telling you. Make a choice. We keep trying to play footsie with the devil. Oh, I'm with Jesus, but I like this too. Get rid of it. Jesus told you, if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. Your eye and your hand don't cause you to sin. So what's the sin? If you're looking at that blasted thing all day long with filth on it, throw it away. Better to have a dumb phone than a smartphone if the smartphone is leading you into sin. If all you're doing all day long is sitting there playing with this stupid thing and wasting a ton of time, get rid of it because it's leading you the wrong direction. Whatever it happens to be, doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be the stupid phone. There are lots of ways that we can get ourselves into stuff. Look at what's going on in your life and quit making excuses. Look at it in a very serious way and say, is this good or is it not? Not do I like it, because we wouldn't be doing it if we didn't like it. Is it good? Is it leading me more toward God, or is it leading me away from God? Is it selfish or is it selfless? Is it something that is charitable or is it something that is sinful? Those are the kinds of things we need to be looking at and begin to pick up on the subtlety of the way the devil's going to work. Because this is the time. If we're going to say we're 100% for Jesus, then we need to be 100% for Jesus. So let's get rid of all the other junk that aren't about Jesus. The spirit of Antichrist is the denial of Jesus Christ come in the flesh. Then we need to be about Jesus Christ come in the flesh. And that means our flesh needs to be focused on Jesus, because we know the weaknesses all too well. So that's the choice. That's where we're at. And what a blessing it is. It is a huge blessing for us. But it's a challenge. And so thankfully, as we still have a little bit of time, we have the opportunity to prepare. Most of the world will be absolutely unprepared because they didn't want to look at it. They didn't want to make a choice. They didn't want to give up all their stuff. We have the opportunity by the grace of God. So make the most of the time while we've got it, because we don't know when all this is going to happen, but it's not far up the road. So look seriously at your life. What is about Jesus and what is not? I'm not saying that you have to live like a monk or a nun where 100% has to be focused just on prayer and the Lord, but I'm saying if there's something that is bad, if there's something that's sinful, if there's something that is not good, that is not leading you toward righteousness and holiness, get rid of it. That's what I'm talking about. So the balance is what the spiritual life is all about. God's not opposed to having some recreation. He's opposed to recreation that's bad for you. So do things that are going to build you up. Do things that are edifying. Do things that are going to be good for your soul and good for the people around you. And get rid of the things that aren't. That's the choice that every one of us needs to be making right now. So look at what's happening and be pretty hard on yourself, because that's what we have to do. If we're going to say I'm 100% for Jesus, be 100% for Jesus. Don't give him lip service while your heart is far from him. Make the choice and put the choice into practice.